Welcome to Hearsay, KBIA's community storytelling project. It's your stories, told here. I'm Abigail Keel. Hearsay goes to community spaces like
the library,
the grocery store,
the bus stop,
the waiting room, and invites people like you to tell us their stories about
family,
learning,
faith,
loss,
and growing up.
Today, it's your stories about love, told to us at the Daniel Boone Regional Library. Madeline Whitaker and Garrick Good have been dating for years. They told us a little bit about what they see in one another.
Well, we actually met in high school.
We're from Indiana. So,
I don't know. I don't know.
How did you guys know that you were in love?
I mean, look at him. Can you blame me? My friends asked me that the other day. Like, you know, what's my favorite thing about my boyfriend? And I just said, he just has the highest moral character. Like, I feel like it's really hard to find a man who makes you a better person, too. I don't know. He's a good catch.
She likes to make me blush.
Cassandra Ellis was feeling very romantic about her dog, baby girl. She told us about how she fell in love with her dog against all odds.
The love with my dog, I got her off Craigslist, and I was very opposed to having a dog. It was actually my roommate's idea to get me a dog because she thought I slept too much. So I ended up getting this dog, and she had the brightest blue eyes, and it was like instant love. And now now she's like my best friend. So I kind of rescued her, and she kind of rescued me.
Ariel Robinson's children are in college now, but she told us about the part of their childhoods she remembers most fondly.
I think one of the happiest times in my life was when my kids were little. And so they're 2.5 years apart. So I had an infant and a toddler, and babies thrive on love. They love love. And so we are just constantly spending time together. They love hugs and cuddles. And it was just a lot of, I think when I look back at my life, that was probably the period of time where there was the most love, was when my babies were little.
Jean Robertson is a little older than most of the folks we spoke to at the library. He told us a story about love from his past.
Well, I can tell you this, I'm 80. And most of my loves are dead. So I've lost a lot of loves.
What's one of your favorite memories of being in love?
Holding hands. That's always been nice. Having someone who you know loves you hold your hand.
Thanks for listening to Hearsay. For more stories from around the area, go to kbia.org/hearsay, H-E-R-E. To find out where we'll be next, follow us at Hearsay KBIA on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Abigail Keel with producers Hope Kerwin and Tori Ross.